Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Great to be together again. Looking forward to worshiping together. Let's pray, let's sing, let's celebrate Jesus. Father, we're so grateful that we have you to come to and to worship and to adore. We thank you for the love you have for us and the difference you make in our lives. We welcome you here tonight. Lord Jesus, you've done so much on our behalf, and we're so grateful. We love you and worship you. Holy Spirit, again, you are welcome here, and we just invite you to minister in rich and deep ways into each of our hearts. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And blessed I forget. Thank you, Jeremy, for ordering the screen, and you and William coming and installing it. I look forward to using it, and we'll see if we can maybe not have to turn out the front light. I understand it's supposed to be a bolder print. We want white instead of this gray. Yep. So thanks. I appreciate it. Amen. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
New my face. Your other brother.
Yes, Will.
Will, glad you had a Will to be here. We're glad you came. Well, our pleasure. You can bring your other brothers and sisters too. This is it.
He said he has plenty more where they came.
Oh, he has plenty more where they came. Okay. Well, we got a few extra chairs, and we can work something out. We get more than we can handle here. We'll go to a second service, so we're good. Chris, good to see you too.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Well, God is good, and who has a testimony you'd like to share with us? Prayer concern.
I could use a prayer, too. I'm still working on quitting drinking. It's not as easy as I thought it would be.
Okay. Yeah, it's can be a challenge, I understand. But we'll certainly be praying for you.
Thank you.
Just all love you, brother.
Let's pray, and then we'll pray our offertory prayer. Father, we're so grateful that we can come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we do celebrate you. We say, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise and our adoration because of all that you accomplished in your life, your suffering, your death, your resurrection. You give us victory. You have overcome the power of Satan, of his demonic horde, and all of that. And we give you praise and glory for that. Father, tonight I lift Chris to you, and I pray that you will give him victory over the body, over alcohol, and just be his life, be his source of victory and joy and celebration. I pray that you'll bring healing to the hurts of his life and bring reconciliation and your grace and your mercy and your kindness and your forgiveness. Let it be in abundance. And let the joy of your spirit drive out every evil force, not only in Chris's life, but in each of our lives. So we say, keep coming, Holy Spirit. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for being persistent. Thank you for being faithful. We look to you for continued victory. In Jesus' awesome name, amen. Let's pray our offertory prayer. As we receive today's offering, we believe in the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, debts paid off, expenses decrease, blessing and increase. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all my financial needs, that I may have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
That is one of the best, best things.
Thank you. Amen. Raising the hallelujah is the victory shout. Hallelujah, the Lord has conquered. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, and his child. So, raise a hallelujah instead of a mug. For what it's worth. Thank you, Jeremy. Great choices. Anybody interested in a children's story today? I see some people coming. I think that's a yes. Okay. Tonight I have a story that I'm going to read to you that I found. And it's about Dorothy and the dolphin. You know what a dolphin is? Sounds almost like a dolphin. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's a mammal that swims in the water. We think it's a fish, right? Yeah, it comes up and it blows air out. No?
Not a fish.
Well, I said it's a mammal that swims in water and it looks like a fish. Okay.
I don't call it a fish.
Okay.
I call it a dolphin.
Call it a dolphin. Okay. I stand corrected, and if I was sitting down, I'd be seated corrected. So, okay. So this is about Dorothy and the dolphin. And the verse that goes with it, it says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. So how do you do that?
Don't get angry.
It says it's okay to be angry. It says in your anger, do not sin. That's going to be one way, though. But sometimes we do get angry, don't we? Well, let's listen to the story and see if we can get some ideas about how we might be able to not let the sin go down while we're still angry. So this is Dorothy and the dolphin. Oh, yeah? Well, you are the stupidest sister in the world, Angelo yelled at his sister Dorothy so loud his voice began to crack. Wow. I am not stupid, Angelo, Dorothy shouted back, her face red with anger. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And she stormed out of the game room and ran upstairs to her room and slammed the door so loud the neighbors heard it. And then she threw herself on the bed and cried. I scratched my voice on that one. She hated fighting with Angelo, but she was so mad right now, she didn't know what she might do to forget the fight. She turned on her TV in her room, and her favorite cartoon TV show, Donald the Dolphin, was on. Soon she was distracted by the silly, mostly ridiculous things that cartoon characters can do. Have you watched cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can do some silly things, can't they? Yeah. Okay. It must be easy to be a cartoon character, she heard herself mutter, feeling that she might be drifting off to sleep. It's time for Shaky the Shark to blow up. The shrill cartoon voice of Donald the Dolphin woke Dorothy up. She sat straight up and looked for the floor on her room. But there was no floor. Under her were crayon-colored waves of water. She panicked and spun around, pardon me, and everywhere she looked, it was the cartoon world. Where am I? She said, frantically trying to grab hold of something. But everything was cartoon reality, so it just squished through her hands. Why, you are here with me, Dorothy, said Donald the Dolphin, doing a huge leap from the scally-wally ocean and coming down with a huge splash. Dorothy actually saw the word splash appear above the cartoon water. And then it splattered everywhere. It got on her, but she wasn't wet, just covered in cartoon goo that quickly disappeared in the next frame. So she was in a cartoon, wasn't she? Donald, where's my dad and mom? Where's my brother? Dorothy asked, trying to figure out right away how to get back to real life and out of the cartoon. But I thought you wanted to be in a cartoon, Dorothy. Ahoy, Chester the chicken. Dorothy turned around and she was scooped up on a huge orange and yellow cartoon jet ski. Chester the chicken was driving and laughing wildly. The jet ski took off into the sky with just a swirl of exhaust and then landed on the road near Scallywonkin Town, where Chester the chicken was the mayor. We know you're mad at Angelo, Dorothy. Here in Cartoon Land, we can give you lots of fun ways to get back at him, Chester said in a voice that was always too high and too low, but never in the middle. Shazoom, Chester said, and a cartoon version of Angelo appeared. Dorothy almost ran to him until he started popping his eyes out and turning his feet into springs. Then she knew he was just a cartoon. As mayor of Shallywonkin Town, you are guilty of making Dorothy mad, Angelo. And so your sentence is shazoom. All of a sudden, a massive rock dropped from nowhere and squished the cartoon Angelo. Dorothy screamed, but then he oozed out the side of the rock and popped right back into the shape of cartoon Angelo. Wowsy zowsy, that stung, cartoon Angelo said, laughing. Now you get to try one, Dorothy. Make Angelo pay for making you mad, Chester insisted. But I don't want Angelo to get hurt, she insisted. Well, then I'll do it, Chester said, and he opened a wood door in his chicken belly and said, shazoom! An angry swarm of cartoon insects surged out of the door and went directly toward Angelo. Each one did two loop-de-loops and then stung him in the behind. Angelo started running down the road, whooping and jumping. Dorothy didn't know what to do. This is all so silly and meaningless. What she needed was some real wisdom from someone she trusted to help her with her anger at Angelo. Oh, I wish I was with somebody wise, she said as she began to run at super fast speed on her cartoon legs that had turned into wheels, and she passed Angelo, but then she shot off a huge cliff and was falling, falling, falling. Oh, she awoke with a start. Are you okay, sweetie? She heard a very real human say. It was Grandpa. She was dozing on his lap. I think you had a nightmare. I did, Grandpa. I was a cartoon in the Donald the Dolphin show, and I was mad at Angelo, and they were making me do awful things to him, and she started to pour out what she saw there. Shush, little girl, Grandpa said, as only he could do. You're safe here now. You're angry at Angelo, and you don't know what to do, he asked. Yes, and I said some terrible things to him before I went to my room and pouted and went into the cartoon world. I felt just terrible, and I don't know how to forgive him. And I know I need to ask his forgiveness, and she continued demonstrating that she had not yet learned to talk in more than one sentence. Dorothy, said Grandpa, you don't need the magic of cartoons to make everything right. You have a secret power. It's called forgiveness. If you will forgive Angelo, your heart will fill with love for him again, and all those awful feelings will go away. He told her, giving her that wisdom. He told her, giving her that wisdom she had been begging Chester the chicken for. But how, Grandpa? Dorothy said, confused. You know how Jesus forgave you of all your sins and came into your heart, Grandpa said. Oh, yes, Grandpa. He forgave me of everything and made me clean inside. Well, just go to that place in your heart where Jesus is and ask him to help you give the forgiveness to Angelo that he gave to you when he died for you and rose again. The Holy Spirit will throw that resentment and anger right out of your heart, and you will forgive him in a deep place, and then it will be easy to ask him to forgive you. I can feel it already, Grandpa. I think Jesus has already given me the secret superpower of forgiveness. I'm going to go make up with Angelo right now. Thank you, Grandpa, she said happily, hugging his neck, and she hopped down and ran to the door. Isn't there one more thing you need to do today after you make up with Angelo? Grandpa called to her. Dorothy stopped and thought about it, and then laughed her happy little girl giggle. There sure is, Grandpa, she said. I'm going to quit watching the Donald the Dolphin cartoon show right now. So, how do we get rid of that anger before the sun goes down? I think I better read the story again.
Yeah, do it
again. And the parents, are all saying, no, please, once is enough. What was the superpower?
Forgiveness.
That's what they needed to do, was forgive, right? Okay. That is so important that we forgive. Because when we don't forgive someone that's hurt us, then we're hurting ourselves. And we're not hurting the other person at all. And so it's really important that we forgive, just like Jesus forgave us. Someone said, and I think they were pretty smart, if we don't forgive someone, it's like we set ourselves on fire and hope the other person will die from secondhand smoke. And it takes many, many years for somebody to die of secondhand smoke. It can happen, but it's not real common. So it's important that we forgive, and we forgive from our hearts as God forgave us. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy and your kindness and your forgiveness. Because you have forgiven us, you have given us that superpower of forgiveness. And I pray that these children will experience your forgiveness and then will experience the joy and the freedom of extending forgiveness to those who hurt them. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your attention today.